wife to your daughter?
Yes.
Oh, didn't they mind? Oh, yes, of course they minded. They walked out on you. Oh, what about Deborah? What does she have to say?
For the 10th time, I don't know any Deborah.
Well, somebody evidently does. I'm going to get dressed. Why don't you ask old Mrs. Danvers about her?
I know what you're after, dear, and you're not going to have him. If you want to roam, the only way you're going to get him...
Nan, stop.
Stop, Nan.
All right. Fade up, bedroom one.
I've never known anything so sick in my life. It's disgusting. I mean, there is such a thing as basic privacy. Just to record someone without even... I mean, recording us when we were... Oh, if you are recording this now, Jerome, which I presume you must be, when you play this back, I want you to know that you are a sick, twisted voyeur, or whatever the listening equivalent is, an auditor, a listening Tom, right?
Whoops, fade down.
I was just saying, you are a listening Tom.
I don't know why you're suddenly behaving like this.
I'm sorry to disappoint you, Jerome, but you're going to be very hard-pressed, even today, to find any woman prepared to have an affair when she runs the risk of having the thing released later in stereo. Goodbye!
Don't forget your pass, will you?
Oh, God, I'm so upset. You've no idea. I really cared, you know. Oh, it was only supposed to be a job, but I actually genuinely cared about you and your wife and your daughter and your music, and now it's all been betrayed.
I don't see what difference it makes.
You can't see that there are things that people say and do with each other that they don't want other people to hear. And if they think that other people are going to be listening, then they just don't say them anymore.
But as an artist, my work entirely depends on the fact that I do repeat those things.
Well, then pardon the language, but... Bugger your work. There are some things more important.
Like what?
Like me, for one. I am considerably more important than your bloody music, pardon the language. I'm sorry.
Why? What makes you so bloody important?
Because I'm a bloody human being, that's why. And if you can't see that, I am sorry for you. I really am, Jerome. I know you don't like people giving you advice, but if you're still thinking of writing your piece about love, really, I should forget it.
Thank you so much. I'll bear that in mind.
I mean it, Jerome. Love. How could you ever possibly, ever, in a million years, conceivably describe something you can't even recognise? If you don't believe me, ask her, your machine. Even she knows more about it than you do. Goodbye.
I'm going to clean in here today. Don't get under my feet.
Wait a minute. Replay.
For one, I am considerably more important than your bloody music, pardon the language... But if you're still thinking of writing your piece about love, really, I should forget it.
Thank you so much. I'll bear that in mind.
I mean it, Jerome. Love. How could you ever...
Pause. Manual control.
Love. How could... Love. What? Love. Love. Love.
Stop. No. Never in a million years. No truth. No sincerity. Nothing.
Mr. Watkins, this is Mervyn Bickerdyke from the Department of Child Wellbeing.
Oh, God.
Calling yet again regarding a proposed meeting. This can't go on, Mr. Watkins, it really can't. The time is 9:03, please. Please call me.
Mr. Bickerdyke, I would call you with pleasure, only what would be the point?
Thank you.
I'm going to clean in here today. Don't get under my feet.
Nan, give it a rest, please.
Think I'll have a little rest.
What do you know about love, then? You pile of old junk. Nan, copy.
Copying.
Love.
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 No. Love.
No. Love.
Useless.
Useless.
Random replay.
Random replay.
It's a nice name, Jane. Jane Eyre. We did that one. I played the mad Mrs. Rochester behind the panelling. Not much of a part. I should have played Jane, really. I'd have been really good.
It's a nice name, Jane. Jane Eyre. We did that one. I played the mad Mrs. Rochester behind the panelling. Not much of a part. I should have played Jane, really. I'd have been really good. Stop.
Eh?
Eh?
Ah. Right. Let's get your wig off.
Right. Let's get your wig off.
Now, screwdriver. What the hell? It's worth a try, that's what I say.
Now, screwdriver. What the hell? It's worth a try. That's what I say.
Hello, Jerry, old mate. Thought I'd roll into view, see how things were. Take it you're out or busy or something. I'm calling from the Blue Cockatoo. Thought I might look up one or two of the old gang. Only there doesn't seem to be anyone here tonight. Bit of a heavy mob around the bar. Hope this phone's working okay. I'm not. That any better? Anyway, I'm down here if you feel like a jar. Since I finally lost Deborah, I've been... Oi! Keep it down, fellas, please! Since I finally lost Deborah, I've been pretty near to... Anyway, since Deborah finally decided to go, I've been on the verge of playing the last waltz.
Mute. Okay, teacups. Coffee table laid. Everything neat and tidy. Big effort. Suitable home for Jane, we hope. Right. Nan, makeover, testing. Darling.
Hello, darling.
Darling, what are you doing?
I'm just finishing off in here, darling.
Darling, come on in, they've arrived.
Right you are, darling. Just a tick. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Sorry, I completely lost track of the time. Typical.
Good. Good girl. Plate of sandwiches. Right way up. Good girl. Darling, will you fetch the tea or shall I?
I'll fetch the tea, darling. Excuse me.
Looking good. Touch of the Southern Belle, perhaps, but rather gorgeous. Legs much better. Still a touch one-sided, though.
Just coming, everyone. Oh, for goodness sake, you extremely stupid old bat. Who put that there, then?
Oh, for God's sake. Darling!
Yes, darling?
Darling, come here.
Coming, darling.
You scrap heap. Darling, sit down.
Sitting down, darling.
They're going to be here in a minute, you useless heap. Darling, disengage. Sorry, I've just got to get under here to adjust. Sorry to switch you off, but I'm not getting 100 volts through me again. Yeah, keep adjusting this balance control, but it's such fine tuning. I think it's this leg of yours. You keep shaking your works about. Darling, engage.
Reconnected. Operational 78.7. We are 21.26% unstable and are within 3.74% of shutdown.
Right, coming out from under. Don't you dare shut down on me, not now. Darling, walk about.
Yes, darling.
That's better. That's better. All right, let's try a kiss. Precious. Good. Precious. Good. Okay. Zoe. Good, good head turn. Now, from the other side. Zoe. Good. It works. Darling, it works.
It works, darling.
Nan, still. I mean, darling, still.
Still, darling.
Let me straighten your wig. Yeah. Oh. I don't think I've got your mouth right even now. Let me just, remould there. Here we go, then. Darling, kitchen.
Yes, darling.
No, wait. Darling, here.
Coming, darling.
Look at screen, darling.
Yes, darling.
Now, study those two people. Darling, register.
Registered, darling.
Not child, not child.
Not child. Registered, Nan.
Good. Darling, kitchen.
Kitchen, darling.
Oh, darling, take the plate.
I'll take the plate, darling.
Jerome, come on, open the door, please.
There we go, those warm, vibrant tones.
Jerome, for heaven's sake!
Push the door! Push it!
Jerome!
Push the bloody thing! Oh, for goodness sakes!
Jerome! Well, thank you so much.
Well, come in then, come in.
How do you do, Mr. Watkins? Mervyn Bickerdike of Child Wellbeing.
Yes, come on, let's get out of this hideous hall first.
I can't help it. There's a fault with the door.
There was a fault with the door when I left.
Probably because you slammed it so hard when you went, dear.
Oh, hello, Mr. Watkins.
If
my name is...
I slammed it. I had very just cause.
Where's Jane?
If anyone had reason to slam a door.
Mr. Watkins, I think I ought to introduce myself.
Where the hell's Jane?
Jane is coming.
What have you done with her?
She is coming.
When? Because there's to be no meeting without Jane.
Mr. Watkins, if I could just nudge my way in a moment to introduce
Jane
myself...
Jane went on in the car to buy something. She'll be here in a minute. Anyway, we need to talk without her first.
You left that child out there in a car on her own?
Jerome, don't be ridiculous. She's not on her own. It is an armor-plated limousine which cost a fortune to hire. But since that's the only way we could guarantee to get to this place these days, she has the driver with her and a man riding, whatever it's called, riding side gun.
Shotgun.
Shotgun. Thank you, Mr. Bickdyke. Besides which, she is 13 years old and quite capable of looking after herself.
I would endorse that, Mr. Watkins.
I'm not agreeing anything without Jane having the chance to say what she feels.
I've no doubt she will, don't worry.
Look, I'm going to nip right in there for a second just to say hello, my name
is... I must say this place is looking remarkably tidy. You must have been scrubbing at it for weeks.
Well, we wouldn't want you picking up any nasty germs whilst you were visiting us, would we?
Us?
What? Oh, dear. Oh, heavens. How could I have forgotten? You haven't met Zoe, have you?
Zoe. Who or what is Zoe?
Zoe is my fiancée.
Fiancée?
Yes.
Oh, many congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Did you say fiancée?
Yes.
I don't believe it. This is a joke. This is an obscene, grotesque joke. A fiancée!
Before you meet her, dearest, could I ask you, please... She is very sweet, rather shy, and a little unused to strangers. So please don't try and be clever with her or embarrass her with awkward questions, because she couldn't cope with that, all right? Would that be remotely possible, do you think?
I don't believe any of this, not one word.
Darling.
Hello, darling.
My God.
Darling, what are you doing?
I'm just finishing off in here, darling.
Darling. Come on in, they've arrived.
Right you are, darling. Just a tick.
Well, this certainly does alter things, doesn't it?
Doesn't it?
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Sorry, I completely lost track of the time. Typical.
Darling, this is Corinna.
Hello, Corinna. I've heard so much about you.
Have you?
Well, now, I'm sure we'd all like some tea, wouldn't we? Darling... Will you fetch the tea, or shall I?
I'll fetch the tea, darling. Excuse me.
Hello. May I just say hello? My name is... Oh.
Are you telling me that she's living here voluntarily?
Of course she is. We're engaged.
Living with you?
Why not?
But she's... She's...
Very much so. Congratulations again.
Where did you meet her?
She's an actress.
Really?
A classical actress.
Classical?
Hello, 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 welcome.
Darling, the tea?
I'll fetch the tea, darling. Excuse me.
Excuse me, I'll just,
I think she's wearing one of my old dresses.
Oh, yes?
She's certainly made herself at home here.
Darling, tea. Darling, tea.
Darling, tea. Darling, tea.
What the hell?
Just... lending her a hand. Please, sit down.
Does she need any help?
No, no. Here she is with the tea.
Do sit down, everyone.
Oh, sorry.
Nice pot of tea.
Oh, super. Clever little cuddles.
And some homemade cakes.
Homemade cakes. Wonderful, wonderful. Yummy, yummy, yum, yum.
You made these yourself?
Yes, she did, didn't you? Darling, you made these yourself.
I made them myself, darling. Tea, everyone?
Whoops, I'll take it. I'll pour the tea. You relax, you've been at it all day. Precious.
Mwah.
Oh, come on, not in front of everyone.
I think I'm going to be sick.
She's been at it all day, slaving away in that kitchen. Then she was up at dawn, scouring the place from top to bottom. She never stops, all day. Now, do we want milk or lemon? Darling, you won't have anything, I take it.
I won't have anything, I take it.
Eats nothing at all. Fierce diet.
Doesn't look as if she needs to bother.
She doesn't. Wonderful metabolism. Milk?
Lemon.
I'll have milk, thank you. Could I stick a foot in the door here just to take this opportunity to say hello formally? I'm Mervyn Bickerdyke, Child Wellbeing, of course. I spoke to you on the phone, Mr. Watkins. Eventually.
Yes, so you did. Sandwich?
Thank you. Seeing as they were made with your own fair hands.
Give me a sandwich.
I'm sorry. After you. We were hearing, Zoe, that you were an actress.
Classical. Is that right?
That's right, isn't it, darling? You're a classical actress, aren't you, little blossom?
Oh, yes. Arkadina in Chekhov and Queen Margaret in See How They Run.
Really?
That was the Royal Shakespeare production, of course.
Yeah, of course. To the reason we've all met, would you excuse me? Just got a text. I'll deal with that now. Thank you very much.
Well, I have to confess, Jerome, that I am simply amazed. I didn't think anyone could do it, Zoe. Make a civilized animal out of this man.
I'm putty in her hands, darling. Aren't I precious?
Aren't you precious?
Don't think I don't know why you're doing this, both of you, trying to impress that limp lettuce over there. Oh, God, he's wet. 3 hours we were in that car with him bleating away. That's when he wasn't texting, or his beeper wasn't going. He was either beeping or bleating like a radio-controlled sheep. God, I despair, men these days. I despair. They're all so lank and dank.
My ex-wife, airing her views in general.
Well, ask Zoe. I bet she feels the same. Zoe, outside of this very special little love nest, this haven of domestic fervor, don't you find most men these days utterly spineless and flaccid? I mean, that's just talking to them. I'm not even talking about bed. Don't you agree, Zoe? Yes, she does. She's just being loyal, poor thing.
She knows when to keep quiet, don't you, Zoe? Oh,
she'd need to, living with you. Oh, yes, you are a deep one, aren't you, Zoe? Quite a lot going on in there, I imagine.
You bet.
Sorry, never far away from the office when you've got one of these. Right, where were we? Oh, yes, young Jane.
Look, if we're going to start talking, I think Zoe would rather get on with other things.
Oh, surely not.
Well, she was saying earlier she felt she'd feel a bit in the way, and she does have some work to get on with. Darling, if you want to go and study now...
I want to go and study now, darling.
No, this is ridiculous. She must stay. Zoe! Jerome, tell her to come back at once, for heaven's sake. She needs to hear all this.
No, she really does need to do some work. She has a big audition tomorrow.
Really? What's that for?
For a musical.
Does she sing as well?
Like an angel.
How else? Nonetheless, if she really is intending to live here with you, possibly even marry you, God help her, she ought to be in on the discussions.
It would be advisable.
Well, for a few minutes. Darling!
Hello, darling!
Darling, come back!
Right you are, darling, just a tick.
She's coming.
May I take another sandwich?
Go ahead.
Has she hurt her leg?
What?
She appears to be limping.
Oh, she damaged it. While she was rushing around dancing.
She dances as well.
No one to touch her.
I'm longing to see her fly.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Darling, we want you to sit here with us.
Yes, darling.
Maybe we can persuade you to sing for us before we leave, Zoe.
I'm afraid not. She's saving the voice.
Oh, I see.
Professionals. They have to be very careful how often they sing.
Or even speak, apparently.
Well, I think we ought to make a start, then. The question we have to decide first regarding Jane is whether... Oh, I'm sorry. Please excuse me.
Oh, dear God.
Don't worry. I'll put them direct on one of my smart pads. It's the office again. I'll put them onto a smart pad.
You have multiple smart pads on you?
If you turn them upside down, he also makes ice cream.
I've got a few wires about my person. Yes, I have to admit it. All these chargers. Here we are. Smart pad. Neat, eh? Smart pad 2. Dedicated office line. Oh, and GPS location finder. If you're ever hopelessly lost, switch it on and it can pinpoint your on-ground position. French, of course. Then you've got this, excuse me, under my jacket, you see a whole crisscross of wires. It's a personal alarm system, German, naturally, a subsidiary of GLATS.
Oh, yes.
Any physical attack on my person and this thing screams the place down.
Do you need a machine to do it for you?
Ah, but what if I was rendered unconscious? I couldn't scream at all, could I? Whereas this thing, 2 kilometre radius, up to an hour, guaranteed. And it automatically phones the police.
And you certainly couldn't do that if you were unconscious, could you? Must take you ages getting dressed in the morning.
Maybe. but I can get undressed quick enough if called upon to do so. Don't you worry about that. Sorry, mustn't get me onto these things. Fatal. My hobby, rather.
Have some more to eat.
Thank you.
Hmm. Oh, lovely homemade cake, Zoe. Oh, clever you. Very like those new deep-frozen ones you bake in the packet, but yours are twice as good.
Getting back to Jane, then, we... ignore that. I'm on answer. Ignore it.
That's my phone.
Oh, is it? Oh, yes, of course. That's your phone.
That woman laughs at anything.
She's got a sense of humour. That's why I love her. Don't I? Precious.
Oh, stop it, both of you.
Hi, Jerry, mate.
Oh, my God. It's not him.
I'll have to make this a quick one. It's me, Lupus. Still at the old cockatoo. Anyway, if you do get this message, don't bother coming down. It's got a bit rough. Get off!
Excuse me.
Get off! Apparently, this afternoon, the club was booked by 200 members of the Radiohead Nostalgic Appreciation Society. I ask you, Jerry, Radiohead, where have they been?
Sorry,
I mean,
mate.
Really?
Oi! Oh, good old Lupus.
Do you need to call his lawyer or something? He looked quite serious.
No, he's all right. That's always happening to Lupus. There you are. You see, he's hung up.
It didn't look good to me. The man is a walking state of emergency. Is he still with that woman? With Deborah?
No.
Or is she off with somebody else's husband again?
I really wouldn't know. Look, let's...
Dear little Deborah, I wonder how she is these days. Heard anything from Deborah lately, have you, Zoe?
I don't think Zoe wants to talk about Deborah, and nor do I.
I'm sure you don't, but how do you know Zoe doesn't?
Because she doesn't.
Well, have you asked her? Ask her.
Oh, I think I'd quite like to hear about Deborah from the sound of things.
Well, go on. Ask her.
There isn't the faintest chance, is there, darling? You want to hear about Deborah.
I want to hear about Deborah, darling.
There you are. I told you she did. Of course she does. The Deborahs of this world need discussing. They need a constant airing, in her case, literally. Zoe needs to know forewarned is forearmed.
Look, come on, Corinna. Why drag that up again?
I think we might be, in essence, straying away from the basic issues here. Ignore that. Ignore that. That is me this time. That is definitely me.
Never mind, Zoe. Later, when we're alone, darling, I'll tell you all about Deborah.
You'll tell me all about Deborah, darling.
Oh, I think Zoe and I have a lot more in common than I thought.
I don't think Zoe has anything to say to you at all.
Oh, what's the matter? Frightened she might hear the truth?
Not at all.
That's a man's greatest nightmare, isn't it? All the women in his life getting together and talking about him. What's he like at breakfast, darling? What's he like in bed?
He'll soon get the hang of it again, I'm sure.
What did she say?
Oh, God. This girl's sense of humour is wicked sometimes. Wicked, isn't it, precious?
Mwah. Yes.
I think if I could hop, step and jump in again at this point, just looking at the time...
Oh, listen, we can keep this very simple. The situation is this. Jane has reached an age now when I am more than happy for us both to share a responsibility, Jerome. I'm happy that she sees you. I'm happy that she spends time with you.
You what?
My only...
You're saying this now
my
after...
My only...
After 4 years
may
of...
May I please finish? My only misgiving has been the thought of Jane coming to see you here. The combination of you, the flat, and the general state of this neighborhood has always seemed to me strong enough to prevent her coming. Well, the neighborhood certainly hasn't improved, but thanks, I suspect, to Zoe, quite a lot else has. So I withdraw my objections. Jane may come and see you if she likes, whenever she likes.
Do you hear that, Mr. Biggerdyke?
Yes, indeed.
Well, that's that then, isn't it?
Presumably. It's up to Jane. That's if Mr. Bickerdyke has no objections.
You don't have objections.
Well...
What?
There is one aspect with which I'm not entirely happy, I have to confess. I mean, although the youngster's interests have to come first, everyone, in a sense, needs to be considered. And I'm not altogether convinced that there aren't certain... ignore that. Please ignore that. Aspects of the existing status quo that could suffer... as the result of any subsequent modified arrangements regarding the possible alteration of the present custodianship of the youngster as of this present time. If you follow me.
Do I take it you are not happy for Jane to come here?
Well?
I'm her father.
Oh, quite.
And Zoe adores children. She was saying so only the other day. Tell them your feelings towards children, sweetheart.
I'd love to have children of my own.
Wouldn't that be lovely to hear them rushing about the flat, laughing and yelling? With the right man, someone who'd share them, they'd be everything I ever wanted. I suppose you're either maternal or you aren't. I know which I am.
Darling, thank you.
Thank you, darling.
Well, what can one say?
What indeed?
I'll be honest with you, Mr. Watkins. What I've experienced here this afternoon has been for me, as a married man myself, heartwarming. You and your fiancée, Zoe, well, you can feel it when you walk in the door. You can almost sense the happiness.
There you are, then.
It's just that I'm a little afraid of what might happen if we introduce Jane into this house. There is, on the one hand, the real hope that your own happiness could have a beneficial effect on the youngster.
It's bound to.
Yeah, but it has been known to happen that because the couple were so contented, the introduction of the youngster actually upset the happy status quo, and the couple became unhappy as a result of having the youngster with them. Consequently, the youngster was no longer in a happy home, but an unhappy one, which naturally in turn made it, the youngster, feel guilty because it felt responsible for causing that unhappiness, which had the knock-on effect, of course, of making the youngster unhappy, which won't do at all because, after all, the bottom line is the happiness of the youngster. Is it or is it not? Correct me if I'm wrong.
Your job's a good deal more complicated than most people imagine, isn't it, Mr. Bickerdyke?
You feel that Jane might upset me and Zoe?
I'm saying she could. At her present stage of adolescence, which is complex.
And that, in turn, would upset Jane.
It's possible.
Well, that's simple enough. If that happens, I'll get rid of her.
I beg your pardon?
I'll get rid of her.
Get rid of Jane?
No, of course not. Not Jane. I'll get rid of Zoe. That's easy enough.
You'd get rid of her?
Yes. We'd, you know, split up for the sake of the child.
Just like that?
What does Zoe have to say about that?
Darling, you wouldn't mind us splitting up for the sake of the child?
I wouldn't mind us splitting up for the sake of the child, darling.
There you are, you see, she doesn't mind at all.
But that's what you did before.
What?
You and your wife, that's what you did before. You can't do that again. We must think of the youngster, Mr. Watkins.
Yes, that was with her mother. That was different. I mean, this is only with a...
Only some woman or other, he was going to say.
No.
Well, Zoe, you're taking this all very calmly, dear. I hope you know what you're doing. Personally, I'd have punched your precious fiancé on the nose. Oh, well, save your breath. Never mind, Zoe. If you're very good in this life, you might just come back in the next as a shoe-cleaning kit. You'll enjoy that.
There is no need to be offensive, Corinna. Just because the sight of two people completely and hopelessly in love distresses
us. In love? Jerome, you are treating this woman like a doormat. How dare you? And Zoe, for heaven's sake, darling, stand up for yourself.
Standing up, darling.
Darling, sit down.
Sitting down, darling.
Listen, this is all a big hypothetical if. Much more likely is that Jane will respond to the peaceful, friendly ambiance and the reverse will happen. The relationship between the three of you will take root and blossom.
Oh, yes. Arkadina in Chekhov and Queen Margaret and see how they run.
I beg your pardon.
What?
She wants to go and study. Darling, you need to go and study.
I need to go and study, darling.
Do you think you may have offended her, Mrs. Watkins?
Impossible.
Well, I don't know. Some people may not care to be referred to as shoe-cleaning equipment.
Oh, surely not in Zoe's case. Living with Jerome, that comes under the heading of a compliment.
They're rather late, aren't they? I think I might phone the car. Do you think that would be an idea? Make sure they're all right.
If you like.
I'll use one of my other lines, but pardon me, I'll do it out here.
Well, congratulations, Jerome. I'm very, very, very pleased for you. I'm delighted. I'm so thrilled you've no idea. No, really, I am. I'm being perfectly sincere. At least one of us has managed to... I'm really pleased, honestly. You must be so happy. You're very lucky, both of you. She's lovely and obviously wonderful for you, and you're both very much in love. Who could ask for anything more?
I couldn't.
No. You smug bastard.
Sorry to interrupt. They're here. The car's just arrived. Apparently they were... I'll get it. I'll get it.
Stop, don't open the door without... Look at the screen. Look at that hermaphrodite. Don't open it. Don't let that thing in here. What's he doing? What is that idiot doing? He's letting in every monster in the neighbourhood.
Jerome, dear, that is Jane.
What?
That's your daughter. That's Jane. Remember?
Jane? That is Jane?
Hello? Get a sandwich.
Here she is.
He.
Sorry, my mistake. He. You remember your son, Jane, don't you? This is your father, dear.
No.
Did you manage to buy that game you were looking for, Jane?
No.
Oh, why was that?
Daughters.
What's that?
Daughters.
Tortoise?
Daughters. Daughters of Darkness.
Oh, those, yes. What about them?
Wouldn't let me in.
Wouldn't let you in? In where? In the shop?
No.
Why ever not?
They ate us. We ate them.
Oh, dear, that's not very friendly, is it?
They're great rivals, apparently. Amazing as it sounds, the sons of bitches and the daughters of darkness aren't speaking to each other at all.
Rancid sows.
Jerome, your son, you will observe from her clothing, has joined the male dominance movement. Note the work boots, cord trousers, and the fashionable undershirt with a mass of supposed chest hair. They call themselves the top missionaries.
The missionary position.
Missionary position. And what do you think of the oiled hair, Jerome? They all have it. Oh, and the unshaven chin look is makeup. Well, I've no doubt you two will have lots to talk about. Talking of missionaries, shouldn't you call Zoe? She should meet Jane, surely.
Oh, yes, let's bring Zoe in.
Darling!
Hello, darling!
Darling, come in. My... Jane's arrived.
Right you are, darling, just a tick.
Zoe is Dad's new friend, Jane, his fiancée.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Sorry, I completely lost track.
This is Jane, Zoe. Jane, say hello to Zoe. Ah, Jane, at least say hello.
Hello.
Darling, this is Jane. Treasure.
Well, who's this beautiful little girl, then? You must be Jane, mustn't you? Well, Jane, I'm Zoe, and we're going to be very, very good friends, aren't we? I hope we are. Now, would you like to come into the kitchen with me and I'll give you a big glass of orange? How about that? Come on, then. Come with Zoe.
Oh, get off! Get away! Get her off me!
Off we go. Oh, I've got a big surprise for you out here, Jane.
Jane won't drink orange juice, Jerome.
Hang on. I'll stop her.
No.
What?
I'll leave them together, please. The very best thing that can happen. A chance for them to get to know each other.
Yes, but... She wasn't supposed to do all that.
Please, trust my judgment. I am trained in these matters.
She'll never get Jane to drink orange juice. I can tell you that.
Then they will no doubt resolve matters between them. Jane will tell Zoe, no, thank you, Zoe. I do not want orange juice. Thank you very much indeed. I would like a glass of milk or some such.
Or some such.
And Zoe will no doubt defer to Jane's request and give her what she wants.
Possibly.
And that way a bond will be formed between them. We call that, in my line of work... A self-seeding relationship.
Oh, for goodness sake, you extremely stupid old bat. Who put that there, then?
I'd better just go.
No. Please, please, Mr. Watkins, trust me.
It's just, you see, that Zoe isn't...
No, I appreciate that. Zoe is not used to youngsters, and she'll have to learn as she goes. No doubt she'll make mistakes. Being human, it would be extraordinary if she didn't.
It would.
But what's happening out there is a mutual exploration process. Now, please... Leave them to explore each other. Let's all sit down, keep calm, and allow nature to take its course.
Jerome, she'll kill her. If you leave them together, she'll kill her.
Oh, come now.
Well, we could at least listen to them, couldn't we? See they're all right? I take it the rooms are still wired for sound.
Well, they seem very quiet now. I'm sure things are going to be fine. We mustn't expect results straight away, but it's a start.
I still don't think she should be left in there alone with her.
I don't know. Maybe it's all right. Zoe's very gentle.
I'm talking about Jane. Nobody tells Jane what to drink. I still got this bruise where she kicked me when I bought the wrong biscuits.
I hope she doesn't try and kick Zoe.
Yes, she's turned into a right little thug, your daughter. First suggestion she isn't going to get her own way, she punches and kicks. Good luck. That's all I can say.
Let me get one thing clear. That thing in there is no relation of mine. That transvestite truck driver.
Mr. Watkins.
What have you done with my little girl? I want my little girl. I've never seen that thing before. What is it? I don't want it. Take it away. Screw it back on the church roof where it belongs.
Mr. Watkins, will you please control yourself?
That's all right, Mr. Bickerdyke. I'm accustomed to these outbursts, believe me. In reply to your question, Jerome, I have done nothing because there was nothing that I or anyone else could do. Jane does what Jane likes and stuff the rest of the world. I can't think who she, sorry. He inherits that particularly unpleasant side of his nature from, so we can only hazard a guess. I have to admit that it is not a great deal of fun having a female male chauvinist kicking me all day, demanding to be waited on hand and foot, and referring to me as a dozy cow. But looking at some of the alternatives it might have chosen, I've decided to grin and bear it. Now, if you want to try and alter her, you're welcome to try. Go ahead. Please, because I really do need help. Jerome, I can't do it alone. I really believed after I left you that I could cope with anything. I was wrong. I cannot cope with Jane as she is now. Maybe in a few years when she's... There you are, I admit it. And I'm shocked by my own inadequacy. I'm even a little ashamed.
I'm sure you've done everything that a single parent could, Corinna. Very quiet out there, isn't it?
Here she is, Mummy. Here she is, Daddy.
Hello.
Oh, my God. A nightdress. What's she done with her?
Jane.
Well, she's, cleaned up very well. And what a nice dolly.
And what are we going to sing, Jane?
Shut up.
Jane?
Ba, ba. I'm not saying that.
All together. Ba, ba, black sheep, whither do you wander? 24 blackbirds baked on a tuffet. Good! The little dog laughed to see such fun and said, what a good boy am I. Woof, moo. Well done.
She's mad.
Well, that's a new one on me, certainly.
Now we're off to bed. Good night, everyone. Say good night.
I'm not saying good night.
That's it.
I can't go to bed now, you dumb woman. Ow!
Oh, for goodness sake, you extremely stupid old bat. Who put that there, then?
Well, I must say, in all my years, I've... What a remarkable woman. Quite remarkable.
It's just part of her basic, original... I mean, it was there already in her, you see.
As it is within all women, Mr. Watkins. All women. Well, that's a problem solved.
Would you think it terribly rude of me, Mr. Bickerdyke, if I were to ask you to leave us alone for a moment?
Ah, well...
Actually, I don't really care if you do find it terribly rude of me. Would you go, anyway?
Yes, of course. I'll wait in the...
The kitchen?
I'll wait in there, shall I? Yes. Excuse me, I'll just take another sandwich. Excuse me.
All I want to say is... I think I'll leave now, quietly. I'll leave Jane with you and Zoe, all right?
Ah.
Well, that's what you'd like, isn't it? That's what you wanted?
Yes.
I mean, obviously she'll have to return to me at some point. She has to go back to school, for one thing, but she could stay here for a couple of weeks anyway, see how it works out.
You're happy to do that? I mean, you think that's best?
Frankly, Jerome, I feel so demoralized, I don't know what I think. All I actually feel like doing is crying. I mean, that woman's done more with that kid in 5 minutes than I managed to do in 5 years.
That's just her being a stranger. She's...
I might have been able to cope with that if Zoe'd at least been terribly plain or homely or... I thought for one glorious moment she was actually very dim. But then, of course, it turns out she isn't. She's obviously very intelligent, shrewd, cool, sexy, wonderful with kids, a great actress, singer, dancer, terrific in bed. The only thing she lies about are her cakes. And it's bloody unfair, Jerome.
Oh, now, come on.
How can it be allowed to happen after all the rotten, traitorous, lousy, underhanded things you've done to me? What right have you to somebody like that? You're a bastard, Jerome.
You're barely human. What have you ever done in your life to deserve anyone?
And I can't answer that. I really can't.
There is no justice. None. I can't cope anymore. I just want to go somewhere and lie down. Oh, and how did she get Jane to wash? I never got her to wash. She stank to high heaven. Sweat is macho. Well, tell Zoe to keep up the good work. I'll collect the exciting Mr. Pickett. I can slink away.
Yes.
Well, cheer up. You're not allowed to be miserable. You've got what you wanted, haven't you?
Yes.
As you usually do. I'll tell you something amusing, shall I? You know, half the reason I came here was to see how you felt about, you know, coming back.
Coming back?
Yes. When I thought you were still on your own here, I thought that we might all three get together, have another go. But I didn't know about Zoe, of course. Now, she stakes her claim. I don't think I could compete with that. Not the state I'm in at present. Still, I thought that would amuse you. Well.
Just a second.
I'll call Mr. Pickett Ike.
Wait.
I don't think there's much else to say, Jerome.
There's something I need to tell you. Please.
No, I don't want to hear.
No, you see, things are not altogether as they seem. The reason Zoe is here at all is because I needed someone here to impress you.
Well, she did. Well done.
No, that's the only reason she's here, you see. So that you and Mr. Bickerdike... So you'd let Jane stay here? Because it looked okay.
What exactly are you saying? Are you saying that Zoe is only here for our benefit?
Yes.
She isn't here normally?
No.
Then who is she?
She's, she's an actress. This is just a short engagement, so to speak.
What did you do? Hire her?
Right.
I see. I see.
So that's okay, then? Isn't it? I mean, now you don't have to be upset, do you? You don't need to feel jealous of Zoe or inadequate. She's just an actress who looks good and can handle children. But she's nothing compared with you. I mean, if you'd only said you wanted us to... Well, that's great. You know, that's what I wanted. Isn't that amazing? That's exactly what I wanted. There we were, the two of us, both wanting the same thing. And isn't life sometimes little short of miraculous? Hallelujah!
I hope you're recording all this, Jerome. You'll no doubt have such a good laugh playing it back to yourself later. Mr. Bickerdike!
What the hell's the matter now?
Mr. Bickerdike!
Coming.
We're just leaving, Mr. Bickerdike.
When you're ready. All settled.
Leaving, I thought...
I'll just fetch Jane. She must get dressed. Jane!
Jane? But I thought... What's happening? I thought Jane was staying.
Yes, things seem to have changed. Something seems to have caused Corinna to change her mind.
Oh, yes. Well, strictly between us, Mr. Watkins, your ex-wife appears to me to be a woman operating under some considerable inner stress.
Yes.
Not, if you'll pardon my humour, quite the woman you'd want to see handling your investments.
Right. I've called her.
What's caused the change of plan, may I inquire?
I'm afraid, Mr. Bickerdike, we've both been the victim of one of my husband's practical jokes.
We have.
Zoe is not what she appears. She was merely rented by Jerome for the afternoon.
But why? Why did you do that, Mr. Watkins?
To deceive you, Mr. Bickerdike, and to make a fool of me, that's why.
That is not why I did it.
Jane! If we leave now, Jerome, you can send your actress home early. You may even get some of your money back.
I don't understand you. I thought you'd be pleased.
Delighted. Thank you so much.
I don't follow this. I don't follow this at all. Oh. Jane.
No.
Come along, Jane. Why are you still in that nightdress? There's been a slight confusion. We're going home. And let go of Zoe's hand.
Just a second.
Now, let me get this straight. Are we saying that this woman, Zoe, is not living here with you? That she is someone you have rented?
I don't see the terms on which she's staying here make the blindest bit of difference.
No difference.
Either she's suitable or she isn't suitable. It doesn't make any difference whether I'm paying
her. I hardly think that argument holds water.
Of course it doesn't. Don't waste your breath. Come on.
I mean, you may as well say there's no difference between a legal wife and a prostitute. I don't think I can accept that argument.
Let me tell you that woman has more dignity, more sense of loyalty and responsibility than any other 50 women you can name put together.
Sue, what do you know about women?
Anyway, what made you change your mind all of a sudden? You liked her well enough.
Well, yes, but this was before I'd heard...
Couldn't get your eyes off her, could you? Ogling and leering at her, your mouth stuffed with cake, you grubby little bird.
Now.
Will you stop this?
If you think that a remark of that sort will do your case, one ounce of good, Mr.
Will you shut up, both of you? Thank you. There's no point in arguing over this. Jane, come along, please. We're going home. Jane!
No.
What?
I don't want to go.
You don't?
I'm staying here.
There you are. There you are, you see. Out of the mouths. You heard that, Mr. Bickerdike. My daughter chooses to stay here with me. Could that be clearer?
Son.
What?
Son, at least get its sex right.
My son, then, has chosen to stay with its father, its natural father. There is justice. Thank you, God, there is justice.
This you note, Mr. Bickerdike, from a man who a few minutes ago asked to have this transvestite truck driver screwed back on the church roof.
That was a joke. That was a joke between men. Eh, Jane?
Jane, I appreciate that after 4 years of me, your father probably holds some small novelty appeal. But may I warn you, dear, that it wears very, very thin, very, very rapidly.
Jane, ignore this woman's prattle.
May I just... I'm going to have to bound in here once again. Jane. I'm afraid there's no question of you staying here, dear.
Don't listen to him either. He's an old woman.
Please, Mr. Watkins. So far as I can gather, Jane, that woman whose hand you are holding is someone your father rented for the day. Zoe is an actress pretending to be a friend of your father's. She is not a woman, therefore, we consider suitable to look after you. Do you understand that, Jane?
She's not a woman.
What?
I said she's not a woman.
What do you mean, she's not a woman?
She's a machine.
Oh, now, come along, Jane. That's rather baby talk for someone of your age, isn't it?
She is. Ask him.
Well, I'm sure your father isn't going to. I mean, he's certainly not going to, eh?
Yes. Jane's right. She's a machine.
I've never heard such... They're both as mad as each other.
It's got metal legs above the knees. Look!
Oh! Oh, God! What is it? What have you let near her?
It's only a... It's just a machine.
But I've never seen... Where did it come from?
From the man down the hall, actually.
The man down the hall? What man down what hall? Oh, get it away from her, Jerome.
Him.
Him. Get it away from him.
She's only a machine. It's harmless.
But how did you come by this machine, Mr. Watkins? I mean, where did it come from originally? I presume you didn't make it yourself.
This man gave it to me and I just patched it up, that's all. Got it working again.
Patched it up? You?
Yes.
You can't even mend the front door. Get it away from him.
She can walk, he can walk away from it if he wants to. It's perfectly safe.
Jane, walk away from it.
I don't want to walk away from it.
You still haven't answered my question. Where did this thing originate?
It originated in a factory. It was a prototype for a model that never went into full production. The firm went broke. There's no need to worry. It was actually designed to look after children. It's technically an automatic childminder. So, Jane couldn't be safer, could he?
What was the name of this thing?
Well, it's a NAN 300F. You probably wouldn't have...
Yes, I have. I have indeed. I know all about the NAN 300F, thank you very much.
What about them?
My department had to deal with the whole business.
What business?
Nothing. There were a few teething troubles.
What sort?
Just teething troubles.
Oh, yes, I suppose you could term them that. If you call putting a baby in a microwave oven teething troubles.
It did what?
Not this one. This one didn't do that.
One of them did, Mr. Watkins. One of them did.
It put a baby...
That was entirely the mother's fault. It wasn't the machine's fault. The mother had her kitchen moved around and never told the machine. I mean, how can you expect a machine to know any better?
I don't see how you can possibly take the side of a machine against a human being.
Against most human beings, very easily. if human beings behaved a bit less like human beings and a bit more like machines, we'd all be better off.
That is the most extraordinary argument I have ever heard.
Look, would you mind? That thing, that baby killer, is at present holding my son's hand. Will you please do something about it? Mr. Bickerdike!
Yes, I'll... Let go. Let go, her. Go let.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Will you let go of my child's hand at once? Do you hear me?
I know what you're after, dear. And you're not going to have him. If you want Jerome, the only way you're going to get him is over my dead body, you calculating little trollop.
Dear God.
You'd better watch your step, Mrs. Danvers, or one of these nights you're going to wake up with your throat cut.
What have you put in this thing, Jerome? Who have you got in there?
No, she must have mistaken you for...
I know who she mistook me for, thank you. I'm not a complete fool. But who does she imagine she is?
I don't know, you know. I never really asked her.
Are you going to tell it to release our child?
Not unless our child wants to be released.
Oh, how can you let this happen? You heard what he said.
It's all right. Leave this to me. I'll stop this. Come on, Zoe. Or I may have to resort to force.
I wouldn't.
Come on. You have no right to that child.
Be careful. She may think you're a child molester.
I'm certainly not a child molester. How dare you? Come along. Jane, get away from that thing. Come on. Ah! What's he doing? Oh! Right, push me. Oh!
Yeah!
Stop her!
What the hell is that?
It must be his alarm system.
Well, switch it off. Get him to switch it off. Jane, come along.
No.
It's dangerous. Darling, you saw what it did to Mr. Bickerdike?
Yeah. I saw what it did to Mr. Bickerdike, darling.
Oh, dear God, it's mad. It's a mad machine. Will somebody stop that noise?
I think he's unconscious.
Will you do it?
I don't know if I can. I don't suppose it's designed to... The wires are all across his back. Let's see. I want to hear some wire. I'll just keep pulling, I suppose.
Just do it! Now, come along. Jerome, how do I get this machine away from Jane, please?
Call it darling. You have to call it that. She's programmed to respond to darling.
Oh, yes? Well, don't count on it as a general principle. Darling! Hello, darling!
Hello, darling.
Oh, this is ridiculous. Jerome, will you switch that off?
I'm trying to switch it off. What do you think I'm doing with all this wire?
Let go, darling. Jane, please, sweetheart.
I'd love to have children of my own. Wouldn't it be lovely to hear them?
What is she talking about? Jerome, it's gone completely berserk. It's off again.
It's okay. You just keep feeding it trigger words.
Where are you talking about trigger words?
Oh, God. Look.
Which I...
Look. You just have to do this, all right? Darling?
Yes, darling.
Darling, let go.
Let him go, darling.
No, no, I'm holding on to her.
Jane, for goodness sake.
Oh, there. It's all right. I'm all right. Oh, my God. What's all this? All this? What have you done to me? I'm coming apart.
Won't you be quiet?
Look at all this. What have you done?
I'm sorry. I was just trying to switch you off.
Oh, thank you so much. This isn't why you successfully unravel my Italian thermal singlet. Thank you so very much.
Darling, let go. Darling, let go. Jerome, she's taking no notice of me.
No, that's all.
£543 worth of imported garments.
Oh, you shut up about your precious vest. Mm. What? Get away. Get off. Get away.
Darling, let go. No, I think Jane's overridden her. It's a safety thing. She won't let go unless Jane lets go.
Then Jane, let go.
No.
All right, I'll deal with this. I'm going downstairs and I'm going to fetch help. I'll bring our friends up from the car. They'll sort it out. Don't you worry.
Well, what are we going to do? Hey?
There's nothing we can do. If she won't let go, she won't let go.
Jane, listen to me.
I'm not letting go.
Why not?
I don't want to.
But that's a machine. You can't stay with a machine.
Why not?
Because it's a machine.
Dad did.
Yes, well, your father's your father. But ordinary people, like us, we can't stay with... Well, Jerome, for God's sake, tell her.
Yes, Jane, you see, you can't stay with a machine, can you?
Why not?
Because... human beings are better. They're far superior to machines because...
Why?
Because human beings are... they're...
For God's sake, Jerome, tell her why they're better.
I can't think of a reason, not a single one. I think she's right.
She's not right. You are not right, Jane, and neither is he. Listen, in the past, your father and I, we have both been selfish. We've been thoughtless and stupid and... human. But we've also been, in our time, warm and spontaneous and amusing and joyful and loving, which is something we can also be because we are human, but which that machine can never be, you see? What we are going to do now, the three of us, you, me, and Jerome, we are going down to that car, and we are driving home together. And we're all going to start again. All of us. As of now. Isn't that right, Jerome?
Right now? This minute?
Yes.
What about all this gear? I can't just...
Jerome, get this straight. It is us or your gear. It is this thing. Or us. Decide.
Yes. Okay.
Well, which is it to be?
You. Of course you.
All right. Then that's it. Jane, will you let go now? Are you coming with us?
Okay.
Oh, thank God. Right. Change your clothes, Jane. We'll get in the car.
Yeah, all right.
Mr. Watkins!
It's all right!
No, it is not all right. We are under siege.
What?
Those daughters, or whatever they call themselves, they're swarming all over the place outside. Archie are only just managing to hold them off. We have to leave now.
That's it, Sal!
Oh, dear Lord, Jane, come as you are. You haven't got time to change now.
We do have to hurry. They're trying to set light to the building.
Tell them we're coming. Tell them we're on our way.
Right. Well, quick as you can.
Jane!
Cheerio then, Zoe. Can Zoe say goodbye to me?
Jane, do come on!
I want Zoe to say goodbye to me.
Darling, say goodbye to Jane.
Goodbye, Jane, dear. See you soon. See you very soon. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye, Zoe. See you again.
No, darling, you won't be seeing her again, I'm afraid. Sorry about that. Goodbye. All right, Jerome?
I'm coming. I'll just fetch a few...
Come on, Dad.
Yes, I will. I promise. You go on. I'm just getting some stuff from the bedroom.
Well, they won't wait. Come on, Jane.
NAN 300F, Series 4, Model 99I-486-22G for Gertie. Function now completed. System final close down in 2 minutes. Safety count commencing at 60 seconds.
You're not my first love. It would only be a lie if I pretended. In the past there have been others who have slept between these covers. But I promise, though you're far too late in life, to be my first love. You'll be my last love. I swear to you, you're gonna be my last love.
Lord, right. Now.
Jerome, what are you doing?
Sorry, I was just...
You're swarming around out there. There's dozens of them. They're trying to get at Jane. I told her not to come dressed like that. Are you coming?
Listen, when you...
What?
When you said all that about us restarting, was that just to get Jane to leave, or...
No, of course it wasn't. I wouldn't have said it for that.
You sure?
Yes.
You want me back with you?
Yes.
Why?
Because we both love you, Jerome. God knows why, but we love you. Love. 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 All right. Now, come on, please.
I will. I'm coming. Go ahead. Tell them I'm on my way. Here. Go on. Don't let them leave.
Be quick. Come on.
Yep. I'm coming, Corinna!
Safety count commencing. 60, 59, 58, 57, 56, 55, 54, 53, 52, 51, 50, 49, 48,
okay.
47.
Replay.
46.
What about us restarting? Was that just 44. To get Jane to leave, or...
No, of course it wasn't.
Forward 10.
Both love you, Jerome. God knows why, but we love you.
Yeah.
Love. 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 All right.
Replay.
Love. Love. Love.
My God! Right, yeah, okay, let's use everything. Right, let's go.
Love.
Love. love.